In today's episode, we take a deep dive on the most hated team in the NFL, who also has some of the most diehard fans, the Dallas Cowboys. Do they have what it takes? Is it their year? Or are they old news and need to worry about a new roster?
All right. Hello and welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Bandy. Here with always is Trey Burris. How you doing today? There he is. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
You excited to do this Cowboys podcast, baby?
It's hard to be excited about the Cowboys, but I'm here.
Hey, I'm here too, buddy. I'm here with you. Hey, but we are going to do our best to be subjective. We are clearly not Cowboys fans, but we're going to do the best we can.
Yes, sir.
First off, I want to start off 20 minutes before we started recording. I got a thing that said Marion Barber, former running back of the Cowboys and Bears, was just found dead in his apartment at 38 years old. Man, that's crazy. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. I thought because this was a Cowboys episode, the timing was just right. Rest in peace, brother.
Yeah, it's devastating.
But we got a show to do, and we're going to do it.
That's right.
Cowboys schedule, predictions, all that good stuff. We're going to go ahead and get it started. Starting off with week one.
The Bucks.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baby. What do you got?
Well, for those of you who haven't listened to our Bucks episode, stop this. Go listen to it. Come back. Absolutely. I got the Cowboys taking the L.
Me too. To the Bucks. Absolutely. Yeah, I got the Cowboys taking the L too. Last year's season opener was fantastic. I hope we get something good like that again. It'll be on Sunday Night Football, so we have that to look forward to. Brady says he's got unfinished business. I guess that's going to start in Dallas.
Starting Dallas, baby.
I think Evans is going to go for another 1,000-yard season, making that, what, is it 8, 9 total? That's ridiculous, bro. Ridiculous. Yeah. Godwin, he was hurt late last year, so, you know, he'll be back. Sue, Ndamukong Suh, he's a goner, I think, man. I think we're going to lose Ndamukong Suh. But we did sign Akeem Hicks.
Are we talking about the Bucks right now?
Yeah, no, we are. I'm just saying, you know, I'm saying all the reasons man, the Bucks are going. No, I'm just saying that I'm saying all the reasons that the Bucks are going to beat the Cowboys. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Oh, anyway, they're taking the L. we're going to move on to the Bengals, week two.
Bengals, yes, sir. Yes, sir. What do you got?
I got the Cowboys taking an L, starting off 0-2 for the season.
As well, baby.
Oof. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. That's a rough start. Bucks and then Bengals.
Yeah, it's tough.
And Joey Bird got his offensive line going, you know.
Go ahead and bring up that Michael Gallup, you know, with him having the ACL tear and him not knowing when he's going to be back.
Yep.
He said he's hoping, you know, he's really thinking week one. But it's just, you know, he said, you never know. And that's not something he said he don't want to come back not ready. So
absolutely. Absolutely. In the running back room, though, Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, I don't know if the guy's got any gas left in the tank. He might be washed. What do you think?
Man, so I went back and forth on Zeke Elliott, and I've done a lot of research on dude, man. And, you know, they say he played all year last year with a PCI injury.
I saw that.
And that he was, and that's one of those injuries that you got to let heal over time. It isn't just a quick fix, you know, and hopefully maybe through the offseason that it's healed up a lot better.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, they got him ranked number 20th right now in the running backs, bro. And I'm like, that's a steal in a draft to me, I think.
He'll go late in one of the late rounds. I don't know. Maybe somebody will draft him early.
Maybe, but like if he's down there because people are sleeping on him, I'm gonna pick him up because you know he's shown that he can do it.
Yeah, if he falls, definitely.
And I mean, last year when he was hurt, he had 237 rushes, 1,000 yards, and 10 touchdowns.
Nice. Yeah,
that's not horrible.
He looked
horrible on the field, but the numbers don't lie.
Well, he's going to be splitting carries with Tony Pollard again.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We'll have to see what the ratio is there.
Dude, Tony Pollard, He was running it last year, man. He was good. I mean, he was making Zeke look bad, bro.
But even, you know, even Kareem Hunt gets play over there and Nick Chubb still does good. So it's like.
That's true. That's true. It seems like. Yeah, it seems like every time, you know, you get Chubb going and then he'll get all the way down there and then Kareem Hunt jumps in and takes the touchdown, bro. That would make me so mad, bro. I've had Chubb 2 years in a row. So those always hurt. And then like you would have Kareem Hunt. So
yeah, exactly.
let's see. We're going to move on week 3. New York Giants.
At the Giants.
Uh-huh. Cowboys are taking the W on that one,
yeah,
right?
I got them on their first W. Can't even be mean to them like that.
I know. Daniel Jones, I mean, this is his last year. We've been saying this for 3 years, but his last year to prove that he is somebody.
Yeah,
we're going to find out, I guess. You know who I'm really looking forward to?
Find out real quick.
You know who I'm really looking forward to seeing is Kadarius Toney. I'm going to see what he's going to do this year, man.
Yeah, I mean, who else do they have?
I like Darius Slayton.
Yeah.
He's good.
They all seem like wide receiver twos, you know what I mean? Yep. Or threes. No. None of them seem like a lead wide receiver one.
No, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I get that. Well, on the defensive side for the Cowboys, Trayvon Diggs, we got him going again this year. Stephon's little brother going to do it to him again this year?
I think he's going to step up. I think he's going to do even better because I know, I mean, he had all the interception, everything like that, but he was struggling anyway. During his position, and I think that he's going to step it up. I think he's got practice and everything like that. And he was a rookie, man. You got to work out those kinks.
I don't know. I think he takes too many chances, man. He's trying to get them interceptions. Like that's like his bread and butter. I think.
Yeah.
He takes too many chances, and he got burnt on a lot of routes last year.
It's that Richard Sherman mentality.
Get it while it's good.
That's right.
I did see the Cowboys picked up James Washington of the Steelers, though. He's got great hands, dude. I can't tell you how many times I was watching a Steelers game and saw James Washington catching him running with them little short passes and stuff. And he'd get it, man. He's built, dude, man. Like, he'll bust through. He'll bust through some lines, dude. All right, we're going to go on to week 4, Washington Commanders.
Commanders, baby.
Take me to your leader.
So with the Commanders, I got Dallas taking the dub.
Yeah, me too. I got him taking a dub. Carson Wentz over there. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's his final year to figure out what is going on with him, man.
One thing that I will say that's probably scary about Dallas is their defense, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like last year, towards the end of the year, it was getting scary, bro. When Mac had him on his fantasy team, Dallas, you know, they're putting up 40 points on defense.
I know. Ridiculous. Like, ridiculous. We play high scoring in our leagues, just so y'all know. 40 points is not a regular thing for most leagues, but we like
to. It's still a lot for a defense.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, Micah Parsons, defensive player of the year. Dude, he's scary, bro.
Yeah, he is.
Dude's scary. I think he's going to keep it going. Let's see. Week 5, the LA Rams.
Yes, sir.
Ugh. I freaking hate the Rams, dude.
I got the Cowboys taking the L, man.
So do I.
it's at the Rams too. That really hurts.
Yeah.
I think if it was in Dallas, it would be a closer game.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, but
over or under 2 sacks on Dak Aaron Donald.
I would say over. I'm gonna say 3.
Really? Go 3 sacks? Yeah. I think he gets a sack and a half on Dak. Because they're going to
write that shit down.
Yeah, write it down, bro. Take a picture. I'm excited to see what Allen Robinson's going to do on the Rams, though, honestly.
I have a problem with Allen Robinson. I had him last year. And everybody that had him last year knows what kind of problem I got with Allen Robinson.
Did you draft him pretty early, too?
I drafted him in the second or third round. Oof. I mean, it was up there.
I think he went third round because you usually go running backs early.
And I kept him for, I don't know, 15 games, 15 weeks, just because I was like,
this is the
waiting and waiting, you know. And
this is the week,
man. Never produce.
Okay, but he'll have Stafford thrown to him. I mean, Cooper Kupp, I think, is going to have a better year this year. I don't know.
You think he's going to have a better year?
I think it's a possibility. He had the triple crown last year.
Jesus.
I don't know. Yeah, it's you're hard probably to
keep
right.
up with those numbers. I mean, I think he'll have a great year, but I don't know if he'll match it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You know what I mean?
Maybe he wins a triple crown 2 years in a row. Has that ever happened?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But Allen Robinson, I don't think that he'll be bad. I think that he'll actually step it up way more than he did last year, especially with the Bears. But I won't be drafting him.
You ain't gonna fall into that trap. I'm taking it.
Somebody else can play with that game.
Hey, oh, I will say this though: Tyler Higbee is a sneaky good tight end, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if they don't have to, you know, if Stafford's trying to throw the ball around, maybe Higbee doesn't get enough to be on the list, but.
He's speaking good. Of sneaky good tight ends, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, no doubt. Dalton Schultz. I had him last year in one of my leagues.
Well, I think he's going to be better this year.
He's got to be, man. He's got to be. They lost Amari Cooper over there in Dallas. So
they also lost Cedric Wilson to the Dolphins.
So, yeah.
Target's got to go somewhere.
CeeDee Lamb's going to have to step up, be the new number one receiver.
Yeah, well, you know. CeeDee Lamb apparently gained 10 pounds of muscle mass and a half an inch in height.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And Jerry Jones went on and said, we got a definite upgrade in our number one receiver this year. Kind of like about taking
the rookie in the draft.
No. Talking about freaking CeeDee Lamb. He's saying Lamb's going to be better than Amari Cooper was last year.
Oh, okay.
Why you got to take a shot at Amari like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt it, honestly. I like CeeDee Lamb, and so I don't know.
You know what it is? Amari was so quiet and closed off and introverted, you know what I mean? Like, I think he wasn't really Jerry's kind of player, you know?
See, I think Amari had a high floor, where CeeDee Lamb has the high ceiling but still has that low floor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that Amari could maybe not get as high of a ceiling as CeeDee Lamb, but he also had that stable. Like, you knew if you put him in, you were going to get
some, yeah. Yeah, they're comparing CeeDee Lamb to Juju Smith-Schuster. Like after Juju Smith-Schuster lost Antonio Brown on the Steelers, his production went way, way down. They're saying that I've heard like talks that they think CeeDee Lamb's is going to go down too, just like Juju after Amari leaves. Moving on to week six, the Eagles division matchup. Ooh, what do you got?
Man, I got Dallas with the W.
I got Cowboys taking the L.
Ooh, dude. I think it's gonna be a close game, but I think Dallas will pull it off.
Oh man,
I'm sleeping on the Eagles because I'm just hating on them all year.
Dude, they've picked up so much on defense and offense, dude. Scary. AJ Brown over there now. Oh my God, Devontae Smith. You know, now it's his next season. I think he's gonna do really good.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
Only problem is I don't think Jalen Hurts has the vision of an NFL quarterback. Exactly. The vision. Tom Brady, other quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, good quarterbacks like that, they throw their guys open. Jalen waits till they're open, then throws it to him. He needs to get better vision. But that being said, I still think they're going to beat the Cowboys.
Touche.
Week seven, we got the Lions. What you got going on?
So I almost gave the Lions a W, but I'm going to give it to Dallas.
I got the Cowboys taking the L, baby.
Ooh, what a hot take. What a hot take.
Hey, dude, I think the Lions are going to be a lot better this year. I think the team has bought into Dan Campbell. DeAndre Swift's going to be a top 12 running back, maybe even better.
Okay.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Hey, say your it boy. So you can hear it.
That's right. Your boy, I think he's going to do really good this year. And then I got Aiden Hutchinson in the second pick. When dude should have went for the first pick, I think the Lions are going to be a lot better this year.
They also got Hockenson tied in. And he killed it, bro, the first half of last year till he got hurt, bro. It was 30 points. Which, you know, we have a high-scoring league. But, I mean, he was putting up, you know, a touchdown and 50 yards guaranteed every game.
Your boy, Hockenson over there. I remember watching you put him in. Like, I was playing you one week, and I was like, oh, sweet, he put Hockenson in this week. And then Hockenson didn't do shit.
Yeah, there was no – I think that was the week that he put up a goose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you went, like, 3 or 4 what? Weeks, like, and then eventually you got on there, and you're like, I got Hockenson up for trade.
Yeah, well, I picked up Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, I like him.
And
he
killed it, bro. For the Steelers, he got a guaranteed touchdown every game. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I like Freiermuth, dude. He's a beast, bro.
I just hope he plays well without Ben, because you know Ben was targeting him every time.
Who do you think it's gonna be over there anyway? Is it gonna be Trubisky, you think?
Ah, man, I don't know.
I do. I think Trubisky is a good bridge quarterback. You know, don't just throw Pickett in there right away. Let him get his feet wet. You know,
Fans are going to be cheering for Pickett. They're going to be like, put in Pickett. You know, whatever. They'll have picket fences.
You're right. I bet you're right, bro. Picket fences. Like, are they saying defense or no? They want Pickett. Oh man, moving on to week 8, the Bears. What do you got?
I got Dallas with the dub.
Me too. Taking the dub.
I don't know how many games the Bears are going to win this year. There's so many questions over there, man.
I do not trust Justin Fields, man. No. I watched him play some horrible games last year. I know he was a rookie, but
he crumbles under pressure, man.
Yep, exactly. They were so hard to watch last year. Ugh. Well, they did pick up Byron Pringle from the Chiefs, though.
Yeah, and he did all right last year when he got playing time.
Mm-hmm. I like Pringle. He's quick. Dude's quick. Anyway, we got the bye for the next week, and then we got week 9 with the Packers. Mike McCarthy coming back to – is that in Green Bay?
Yes, it's at
Green Bay. Yeah, Mike McCarthy coming home to Green Bay, the place that fired him. I got Cowboys taking the L on that one.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I got Packers winning that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, even without Devontae, Aaron Rodgers is going to figure it out. You know he is. He's calculated. I think they'll have A.J. Dillon up and running by then. I'm excited to see A.J. Dillon this year, man, see what he's got going on.
Yeah, and I think by that time it'll be pretty cold up there, so you'll have the weather factor and everything like that too.
Yep. They got Sammy Watkins over there in the Packers now. Mm-hmm. David Bakhtiari should be healthy. Dude, that dude is always hurt.
Yeah.
Always. Week 10, going to the Vikings. Week 10, what you got?
The Vikings in week 10. I got the Cowboys taking the L.
Ooh, I got them taking a W on that one, bro.
Got them taking the L. Dalvin Cook's going to run all over them.
Oof. I don't know, man. The Cowboys seem to have the Vikings number. I don't know. Kirk Cousins.
I got a weird feeling about that game, bro. I think it's going to be all ground game. It's going to be run. It's going to be raining or something. I don't know, but it's going to be like low passing, lots of rushing touchdowns. And I just feel like Dalvin Cook's going to cook.
Write that down.
Write that down right now. Yes, sir.
Write that down, baby. Justin Jefferson, he's going to be good this year, I think.
Yeah,
I
mean, he's going to kill it.
Hey, I picked him up rookie year, bro. Didn't know what he was going to do. Dude went off, bro. Just hitting the freaking gritty all day. You know what I mean? Did you see Mac Jones hit the gritty last year?
Yes.
He got that touchdown? He looks so goofy, boy.
But yeah, he's a goofy dude.
Yeah, he is. Hey, Mac Jones, got all in shape and
seen
stuff.
That. Yeah, he's like really doing something.
Good for him. Good for him, man. He's probably tired of people, giving him crap.
Well, you see what shoes he's got to try to fill.
No doubt. Week 11, we got the Giants again. I got Cowboys taking a W again.
Yeah, me too.
They're going to sweep the Giants this year, I really think. We're just going to move right on to week 12 with the Colts. Matty Ice and the Colts. The Colts scare me this year, dude.
Me too.
I mean, Matt, I think I've said this already, but Matty Ice with the offensive line is scary.
Yeah. What do you got?
I got Cowboys taking the L.
Me too, baby. Me
too. Oh, Jonathan Taylor. Ugh. Keyshawn Johnson says the Colts are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
I mean, I wouldn't hold it against him.
Oh, maybe it was he'll take them to the Super Bowl. I don't know about when, but take them to. That ain't good for the NFC. That's all I'm saying. Week 13, the Texans. Davis Mills. I got the Cowboys taking a dub.
Yeah, me too. David spills his drink all over the table and has to have somebody come clean it up.
No doubt. Week 14, we got the Jags. Jags could be better this year.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got?
I got the Cowboys taking the W.
I got the Jags taking the W.
Oh, hot take, baby.
Yes,
oh.
sir.
Trevor Lawrence gonna throw all over him, huh?
I think so. I think it's going to be a fun game and we that far in.
You know what we need to do?
Place a bet on it.
Write that down. I was going to say, but yeah. I don't know, but let's wait till about – let's give it a little time. I want to see what the Jags look like.
Yeah, right.
With Doug Peterson as the coach now. Week 15, the Eagles division game. We got the Cowboys taking a W on this one.
Yeah, I'm taking the W too. I got them sweeping the Eagles.
Ooh, ouch. Oh, gosh. Week 16, your favorite, the Titans. I'm going to let you go first.
You already know, baby. Y'all watch the Titans episode. You know that the Dallas Cowboys are going to take the L.
Oh, me too. I got the Cowboys taking an L. I do think that's going to be.
Boys, though.
Yeah, they are dim boys. I do think that's going to be a good game, though. Don't you think it'll be a good game?
I think it'll be a great game. Mm-hmm. I just think that Tannehill is going to throw it like crazy this year. I really think it's going to be all over the map. Like, it's just going to be all offense. We don't even need nobody.
I think Derrick Henry going to run all over him, man.
That too. And that's the thing. That's one thing that they say about Tennessee is that they're the only team in the league that when they're losing, they start running it.
Hey, well, that's good for me. For me, usually, anyways, because I'm usually owning Derrick Henry.
You know, most people just start airing it out when they're down. They're like, just give the ball to Henry. Just keep feeding him.
Yeah, because Henry gets better as the game goes on, dude. Mm-hmm.
The more pressure he feels to win, the more he pushes through people.
Dude loves the Titans.
What can I say?
Week 17, Commanders again. Cowboys going to win that one again.
Yeah.
No.
That's no doubt.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's it, right?
That's it. Final predictions. I got the Cowboys going 9-6. Wild card team? Maybe. It all depends. What do you think?
The same thing.
Man, we got to stop doing that.
But I think that they win the division with that.
Ooh, the NFC least.
They got the Eagles, they got the Commanders, and they got the Giants.
Yeah.
It's the easiest division that I can come up with.
Yeah. It's either the Eagles or the Cowboys.
Yeah, oh yeah. But I just think the Cowboys are going to take it.
You are sleeping on the Eagles, man.
I feel like I am, but you know, I'm gonna run with it.
Yeah. Do you, boo-boo? I don't know. Are they going to – so they're going to win the division?
They'll win the Super Bowl. This is their year, man. Come on.
It's always their year, bro. Dude, my heart jumped like, did you really think that?
Hell no, bro.
You got me.
Hell no.
What? Dang, hottest take of all. Watch them win, too, and we'd be fine.
If they did, bro, everybody be like, I told y'all, this was our year.
Y'all say that every year, motherfucker.
If you say it every year, you're not. What is it? What's that saying? Not wrong, just early.
So yeah, like fucking 20 years early.
Right.
Oh, I think they're gonna be wild card team. I think. I don't know. Maybe they'll win. Maybe they'll get an easy opponent and win one game.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
In the first round.
Cowboy fans love Trey over here.
that's just my thoughts. But I do want to see Jalen Tolbert play. And that is the wide receiver that they drafted, number 88 in the pick. And they're talking about him being a starter, though.
Really? Cowboys drafted him?
Yeah, Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Hmm. He's 23 years old. He was a senior at Alabama. So he played all 4 years of college.
Alabama.
But they have a great impression. You know, they're saying he's their best rookie practice, whatever, you know, whatever hoopla they say to get people excited. But I definitely want to see what kid can do.
I'd like to see that.
I still think CeeDee Lamb is going to get most of the targets. So him and Dalton Schultz, I think they'll be there too.
Well, they're going to be doubling CeeDee Lamb for sure. He'll be doubling.
But dude can catch the ball. Like, he can jump. He can get up.
Yeah.
He's an athletic dude. I mean, I had him last year, man, and he put up some points. And he's that guy that's like that DK Metcalf, you know what I mean? Like, you throw it 60, 70 yards down the field and he just jumps up one hand, you know, does like a flip and roll. And then he's
like old D Hop, that one. You remember that one on D Hop?
When he caught it on his back?
Yeah, under his leg. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, under his leg, on his back or whatever. It was all crazy. Like
he was b-balling, dude. Yeah, that was crazy. That didn't count, but that was still a crazy catch.
Yeah. Well, it didn't count because like a holding call or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah.
It's tragic. Mm-mm-mm.
Man, it's going to be an interesting year for the Cowboys. That's for sure.
I really want to see what kind of work Tony Pollard's going to get, if they're going to use him more or less.
Yeah,
I really don't know. People are talking like they're going to use him less, but I don't see how. Dude's killing it.
Man, they're saying like Zeke is going to bust out. Like at least last year, he had that injury. Year before that, Dak got hurt. They had to change the scheme up. I think they just need to split reps. You know what I mean? With split carries. I mean, with Tony Pollard. Just stop trying to lean on Zeke.
I've seen some takes where people say he's going to be a top five running back. And I'm like, man. He them boys. I don't know.
That's their answer to everything, ain't it?
Right. That had to have been a Cowboy take for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I just don't see it.
He's going to be run more yards than Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor combined.
Whatever, bro. Come on. Come on. Can Dak stay healthy?
I think so.
I think that's a big key, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, without him, I don't think they got much going on.
Yeah, we saw that the year before. Mm-hmm. The $75 million man, Dak Prescott. Hey, Dak, just so you know, bro, I bought a sleep number.
I think Zeke's the highest paid running back in the NFL as well.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy. I'm surprised Jerry's willing to pay those boys.
Yeah.
I mean, them boys.
Oh, Jerry.
All right. How many yards do you got Zeke rushing for?
For the year?
For the season. Let's say there's no injury, straight all the games.
I think he breaks 1,000.
Yeah. I'm going to
go. I think he.
1202.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's see. How many touchdowns does Dak throw for?
What you got?
Thirty-two. I'm being nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 28.
28. All right. How many yards is Dalton Schultz gonna catch?
Man,
on the season.
I don't know. I think at least 600.
600? Yeah. I'm gonna go 835.
Okay. Like write that down.
Yeah. Man, somebody better be taking notes, man.
Right.
What do you guys think? Let's watch it on YouTube. Go ahead and put it in the comments. How many touchdowns is Dak going to throw for? How many yards is Zeke going to rush for? Dalton Schultz. Let us know in the comments down below. Also,
let us know.
Do not forget to sack the like button for us. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you are on Apple, please go on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. That helps us so much. We're really trying to get out there. We're really trying to, you know, make a name for ourselves. You know,
we're just do it.
What he said. Exactly. Exactly. Don't forget that you can email us at thandflex@gmail.com. You got anything else over there, Trey?
Man, that's it, dog. Thank y'all for listening, though, for sure. And we love our listeners, man. Our downloads are going up and up every day.
That's right.
We appreciate the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, y'all better get in early while the getting's still good.
That's right. And just remember, this is our year.
'll be broke forever, bro.
Bro. I swear to God.